It has been 2 years since the Trade Galaxy was shaken to its core by the actions of a single, mismatched, multi-species crew. Whatever you think of the heroes of Yentau, also known as the Space Squad, one thing is certain. All eyes are watching for whatever they do next. Last time, in the Maelstrom Galaxy, the party split and set out across the semi-aquatic megacity of Zarel to have two very different adventures indeed. Crick and Corel blew their cover early and are now wanted fugitives, having just arrived in the Tideways district after smuggling themselves onto a flying train in a crate of peas. Meanwhile, Schlurp, Lorelei, and Faraday have travelled undercover to Greyshore, a former industrial dockland that has become a thriving hub of culture and community since the city's old heart was devastated by the events of the Battle of Yentau. They have just met with the rebellion fighting back against the Shola's control. But we're first going to go to a grating underneath Tideway Central Station, and we're going to pick up with Crick and Corel. It's dim, it's dirty. What do you do next?
I would suggest, Corel, that we rise out of the grate now, and then we head in the opposite...
So we're confident the shooty robots away now.
I think so. Oh, actually...
We'll both do a perception check, I think.
Is this listening to see whether it's safe to come out of the grate?
Yeah.
Okay.
25.
Why did I bother? I mean, I got a 15. It's not bad, but I don't know why I bothered.
15's all right.
Yeah, but then you got 25. You got the...
Yeah.
The being with the giant ears, metaphorically.
I think if Lorelei was here, that'd be a why would we bother?
Yeah.
Hey, but with a 15, it means that you both can perceive the fact that the Shuto's voices are fading, 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 fading. You are alone.
All right. With a 25, can Corel spot a suitable place to come up, a sort of easily pried open grate piece?
The grates are actually quite loose. You could probably just push upwards.
Okay, I think Corel will start to do that as quietly as possible.
Okay, can you roll me trying to decide whether it is a stealth or an athletics?
Paige, I have here a crisp £20 note. Make it athletics, please.
Oh my god, it's so crisp.
Could I make an argument for sleight of hand?
I could be swayed. Okay, go ahead, sleight of hand.
Makes no difference to me, I'm zero on both.
Well, I have plus 14 on sleight of hand, so it's very much in my interest. So that's 26.
Okay, Corel, you reach up and gripping it very carefully in your claws, probably with your claws stuck through the holes in the grate, you manage to kind of lever the grating up without it scraping, without it donking, without it clattering, and you're able to climb out of the grating.
I'm going to suggest, Corel, that we head in the opposite direction to the shooters.
Yes, yes.
Can I take a stealth check, please?
Natural 20.
16.
The two of you are ghosts as you double back after having climbed out of the grating and hurry along this dark, dim, kind of behind-the-scenes feeling corridor. Do you have anything you're looking for, or are you just kind of like going, 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 trying to get some distance?
I think Corel will keep an eye out for any like hatches or instructions on the inside of the here, just any markings on the wall, basically.
I was going to say I'm going to keep a lookout for doors.
You did both roll really good perception a second ago, so I'm happy to carry that and say that after about 20 to 30 meters, you come to a slight turn, and as you come round that corner, you can see up ahead of you a Namazir-sized hatch with one of those rotating crank wheel door handles. In big letters above the wheel, it says maintenance in Ziri Trade.
Okay. Could Corel sort of press their body up to the door and try to see if they can hear anything on the other side of that hatch?
Yes, you can roll me perception for that, please.
Come on, Corel, at least take the door out to dinner first.
You're going to... with disadvantage, because it's a very thick door.
All right, well, I get advantage on perception checks when I'm still, so that's...
So just a straight roll.
Yeah. So that's... Dirty 20.
You press yourself up against that door, Corel, and with a dirty 20, you don't hear anything.
Okay, I think the coast is clear on the other side of this hatch. Still, be ready.
Okay, I shall use my bulging muscles to open the door, because you have to turn it, so it's a strength check, right?
Athletics, please.
Ooh. 12.
Can I give the help action?
Yes, you can. So you can kind of brace yourself against Crick.
Please roll better.
16.
I'll take that. So Crick, you go to try and turn that wheel, but initially it just doesn't come unstuck. So Corel, you come up behind, you brace your hands on Crick's metal arm, the two of you strain, and with a sharp whine, it spins and the whole thing opens inwards, taking you both with it. Can I take a perception check?
29.
15.
You see a dark bluish-green room. The floor is covered in these spongy hexagonal tiles, very typically in Amazir. The walls are dark blue metal panels, and there is a huge L-shaped desk bristling with computer monitors and displays in one corner. There's also a whole wall of lockers that have little name tags on them, and there's like other detritus of a space someone spent a lot of time working in, like little bits of paper, well, not paper, little like data pads and bits and bobs like that.
But it's empty. There's no person in here.
There's no people in here, and there's also no other exit.
Oh, okay.
Corel's going to take a look at these lockers and maybe crack one open.
Yeah, okay. They are all locked as you kind of go and test on them. So I will need to take a lock picking from you.
Well, just want to check the names, see if any stand out for whatever reason, just in case.
Two of them have non-Namazir type names. So one of them looks a little bit like an Araswati name. Another one kind of looks human, but the other four are very, very Namazir names. Things like Tekuko, Kuroki, things like that.
Okay, I'll start with one of the Namazir ones and then maybe look at the humanish looking one if things go well. 19.
You attack that lock with all of your mental know-how and dexterity, and after a few short minutes, you hear the sharp click of it opening.
All right, what's in there?
There is a Namazir boiler suit, like a maintenance boiler suit, like orange, with like a big Namazir head-shaped mask and a visor going over it. There's also a fuck ton of photos taped to the inside locker of a bunch of tiny Namazir. And there's a lunch bag which smells really off.
All right, I think Corel's going to try and get this boiler suit on.
I'm going to say the suit is very springy. It also has an extra pair of arms, and it only has one set of leg holes. So I'm going to make the suggestion that you can put this on, but it will be very hard to walk. Or you could potentially see if you could cut it in half and wear the top half as a jacket.
I'm going to try for the latter. I'm going to pull out a dagger.
I'm trying to think what that would even be.
Just an attack roll?
It could be an attack roll. Go on.
Well, don't roll too well, because otherwise you might shred it.
That's a dirty 20.
And with a dirty 20, it is thoroughly cut in half.
Okay, that'll work. I'm going to look at the locker with the human name.
The human name is Jacob Coates.
C-O-A-T-E-S?
Jacob Coates, eh?
Yes.
Okay.
Why is Shona laughing? I actually did an actual name. Just sounds like because Duncan made a coat, it's just like Jacob.
Yeah, it does sound like something that you kind of went.
I finally did it well.
Oh no, so you didn't come up with that on the spot?
I thought I finally did a real name.
Oh honey.
It's so just conscious. A wonderful coincidence. 26 to pick the Jacob Coates' locker. Is there a human-shaped boiler suit in there?
No, but there is a rancid banana, a baggie of weed, 7 discreet poker cards, and a motorcycle helmet.
I hate how this man lives.
He's feral.
Who is this man?
There is also a bright orange wristband. Hung on a little coat hook on the inside of his locker.
Let's take a look at that. Let's take a look at the wristband.
Well, it is definitely one of the ones that I think Crick and Krell have seen people wearing them, but they don't know. I don't think they necessarily know what they mean. But you have seen people wearing wristbands like this.
Okay. I think I grabbed that.
Krell, you find anything cool in the locker? Oh my god! This is a, I don't know, what are the rare Pokemon cards?
It's poker.
It can fucking be Pokemon cards.
My god, there's a shiny Charizard.
No, shiny Charizard, that's it. Yeah.
6 of them are Lapras.
Oh my god. No, what you? And I bet one of them is a mysterious fossil.
The 7th one is Steel.
Okay, well, I'll take.
Funny, because I thought he'd be into grass types.
Oh.
Hey.
Does it have a photo on it, like a small one?
No,
or
it doesn't. It doesn't have any photo ID. It is just an orange wristband with some kind of little computery component on one side. It looks a little bit like a convicted felon's parole bracelet, like an ankle, like one of those anklets. It looks a bit like that with like a chunky transmittery blinky type thing.
Oh, yes, I can see. So we've seen people wearing them. Have the people who've been wearing them had like guns and stuff? It seemed important, authoritative.
You would have seen a scant few civilians wearing them before everything went wrong for you.
Okay. Well, this is an interesting thing, Corral. I think we should keep this. I'm not quite sure what it is.
My one concern is that it's actively tracking. Keep it out for a moment. I want to take a look at the bank of computers.
The computers are on sleep mode, but as you go and tap at them, they do wake up. However, they are password protected.
I'm going to see if there's some way with the bracelet to give access, see if that sort of has a saved password or something.
There is like a little, to the side of the computer, there's a thing that looks a bit like a soap dispenser. And it has a picture of the bracelet on it and like a little like Wi-Fi touchy icon.
I'll give that a try.
You press up to it and then the computer screen comes up with a little notification that says, "Welcome, Jacob Coates. You are 14 and a half days late."
What happened to Jacob?
You can see that Jacob has a recent, like a task list on his computer that hovers on the top left of the screen saying like what his most recent jobs have been as a maintenance operative. But interestingly, one of the top entries is floor 23, window needs replacing in south corner, glass delivery stuck, crane in place.
Okay, potential escape route.
Far to the south of Tideway Center.
Please ignore me.
It's difficult. You're making noise.
Did it sound like this is an audio meet? Fart.
Fart to the south.
Stop.
Okay, right. Sorry.
Are you going to be okay if I say that sentence again?
Yes.
Are you going to be okay though?
Put your hands over your
ears. Shona, are you going to be okay?
Say it. Say it.
Hey, Shona.
Hey, Shona. I'm away from the mic.
Fart.
What an audio treat for me.
Way to the south of Tideway Central Station in the Greyshore District along the piers and docklands where everything is up and coming and busy, busy, busy with people, Lorelei, Faraday, and Schlurp are at Peak Plates, or more correctly, the basement of Peak Plates, where they have just been taken by restaurateurs and Lorelei's friends, Bobia and Neo, who have just finished saying, "We are the rebellion." What do you do?
Of course you are. Oh, fuck, that makes this slightly easier. It's so good to see you. This is Schlurp, Ruth.
Hello.
And Dr. Faraday... Zenith Lewis. Captain Dr. Faraday Zenith Lewis.
I don't normally name is it. You probably knew that.
Yes, you're both looking rather clammier than usual, I was going to say.
We're looking for someone. An Araswati who came here 6 months ago.
You're going to need to be a lot more specific than that. A lot of people have been going missing.
Dana DeCall, the newsreader?
Newsreader?
From the Raven Report.
Always talks like this.
Oh, that one.
How is that what I... Of course that's what I identify as. Why am I surprised?
I know. Yeah, okay. No, I know that one. Clipboard.
She does rock a clipboard.
We've not seen her. You've not seen her? And Neo also just shakes her head.
How long have people been going missing for?
Ever since the, air quotes, new administration came in.
Can you tell us more about the new administration? We've been out of the loop.
It's the Shoalers.
I mean, we've come across them before, but that was way, way out on Azalea.
Yeah, there was some shitty gang.
Yeah, well, they're not a shitty gang anymore. They're a hell of a lot of a bigger problem. They came kind of out of nowhere, about, like, not long after you guys disappeared from the scene. And everything has been getting super screwy since then. Even before the gate just went, like, we've been isolated for ages, like, cutting off each city, being individualized, making people fight each other. Like, it's been really bad. It's been really bad. Bad is a hell of an understatement. I mean, if you guys have faced the Sholas before, I just want to stress, like, these aren't the same people. They are a lot smarter and a lot more dangerous than they were. And some of our contacts say they're working with someone from Yantao. That this takeover is like an inside job. And I don't know how much you know about the scene here on Yantao, but if they're working with a big player from our underworld, the dragon just got a hell of a fucking brain.
Who are the kingpins around here?
There are a few people who like to think of themselves as a big deal, but there's only one big fish. No one knows their real name. We only really know them by their call sign. Everything is done through tech. Everything is done through sites, data leeches, bugs, surveillance. There's no name I can give you.
Data leeches. Lorelei's head whips to Schlurp, looks to Faraday and says, do we know where Luella is?
No, I don't think so.
Being a bastard somewhere.
I mean, possibly.
But I mean, if you want to know, just check Novapix, right?
Luella, like the pop star?
Yeah, she sucks. Just know that if Luella turns up or anywhere in your network, do not trust her.
You're saying she's mixed up in the Sholas?
She's mixed up with someone who has high-level, undetectable data leeches.
Put a data leech on me.
Bobeard just kind of, like, covers their face with their hands and, like, walks away a little bit, and then Neo comes in and is like, what Bobeard's trying to work up the nerve to say is that for it to be undetected, and you are the people you are, that was probably made by the big fish, like, themselves. Why would the big fish of Yantao have beef with Schlurp?
You don't have to say it like that.
We're not exactly popular here.
Yeah.
So, do you know where they tend to base their operations out of?
We had a scout last week who went out looking for trouble around the piers, and they didn't come back. But that could be anything. It's not much of a lead, but it's something.
The other person that may be knocking about because she runs towards trouble like moth to a flame is Tali Goldenhorn. And given the Sholas' attack on their stronghold on Azalir about 6 or 7 months back, I wouldn't be surprised if she was here, maybe without the horns.
I don't know that I'd be able to place her without the horns. What would be a good sign that she's been somewhere?
Fire. Fire, no horns at all. And just general anger.
Where are you going to rendezvous with your friends?
It's a bar called Duncan's Knuckles.
Duncan's Knuckles. Oh, that place we used to go to all the time.
Tideways.
And then behind Neo, Bobeard kind of turns around and is like, you're meeting where? Back in a maintenance room in Tideways Central Station, Crick and Corel. Corel, you have half a boiler suit on yourself. Crick, you are unchanged, but you do have a bracelet. What do you guys want to do now?
Do we know what floor we're on?
Yeah, you can find that quite readily. You are on floor 17.
Can I just bring up a quick, like, floor plan just to...
Yes, you can. You can bring up a floor plan that shows there is a service elevator not far from you. That should be able to take you there, no problem.
Cool. While I'm looking at it, is there anything potentially juicy on the way?
These are, like, the background corridors of the London Underground. There's not really anything super...
If there was, it probably wouldn't be on the computer display anyway.
Exactly. It wouldn't be on the schematic.
Okay. Right, well, I think we go and see about this open window problem.
Would you like to take a stealth check?
Let's go for stealth. 8.
Okay, what did you roll, L?
2.
Oh my god.
She knows how much we need Lorelei's pass without a trace.
Jesus.
So the two of you exit the maintenance room and start trying to head your way off initially to find that service elevator, and then from there to find this open window. You are loud. The grating jangles under your feet.
Oh no.
And then when you reach the service elevator, it makes the loudest beep you've ever heard, the loudest beeping you've ever heard in your life as the door slowly opens. It makes the noise like beep, 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 doors opening, beep, beep, glacially slowly. Could you make me a perception check, please?
25.
Oh, fudge. 3.
Corral?
Yes.
Searching.
Get in the elevator.
Oh, no. Okay. I get in the elevator and I press the button to close the doors.
Okay, the doors start closing. Doors closing.
Oh, for the love of...
Beep. Beep.
I press the button again.
Beep. Beep. And then suddenly, even Crick can hear the clang, clang, clang of metal feet scurrying in formation.
Does it seem like this elevator's just broken?
No. The doors are closing, just incredibly slowly.
Searching. Searching. Searching.
Play it cool. Play it cool.
Searching.
Clang, clang, clang. The doors are still 2 feet open. Corral, in the distance, you see a wink of metal and a shiny red beacon worn on top of a sight's head like a hat. Corral, you are shot for 5 points of piercing damage.
Ah!
And you can now clearly see a line of Shuto sights hustling their way towards you. The doors are inching closer and closer together. They come to, but the Shutos are there, and they're gonna make us just a straight strength check to see if they can force the doors open and get at you. They are sticking, or there's 6 of them, and 6 basically 6 pairs of arms are coming through the crack in the door trying to reach you.
I pull out my sword, and I start poking at them with my sword. So in effect, I'm attacking the hands.
Okay.
I roll to attack.
Roll attack, please.
19.
Okay, with a 19, go ahead and roll damage.
2.
Yeah, you managed to cut off 3 hands in that case, but the rest are still grasping.
Second attack, 21.
That's definitely going to hit.
7.
As the lift starts to rise, the hands are kind of jammed against the top of the door, wedging the lift in place. But as you bring your sword down, you're able to cut through the last hands, and the lift suddenly rockets upwards and then slams to a halt. It, in true fashion of maintenance corridors, it is janky and rattly. The doors start to slowly open.
Can I try and slink through with my compressible Epelta body? I'm just checking if there's anything on this floor imminently coming to shoot.
Yeah,
us.
I was going to try pulling them open, but that would be too much attention if there's people on the other side.
I'll take a perception from Corral, and then if it's clear, an athletics from Crick.
21.
Okay, the corridor is clear. You can feel a really strong breeze blasting towards you, presumably from that open window.
Okay, I signaled Crick to open up the lift doors.
25.
Crick, yeah, you flex and push the lift doors open and are able to join Corral. You too can feel the strong wind blasting to you down the corridor.
Yeah, so I guess we'll make our way towards the cool breeze.
Yeah, moving quickly, I think, just speed.
Yeah, moving quickly. Yeah, you quickly come to the corner of the building and find yourself in what looks like an office that's been cleared out for this repair. There's chairs and tables that have been covered in white sheets, and then a huge 12 foot high glass window pane, which is empty, and affording you an extraordinary view out into the Yantao skyline.
Okay, Corral, this is a way out. The problem is there's a sheer drop. So what are we going to do here?
Well, there's the crane, isn't there?
Yes.
Is it jumpable?
The crane is a jumpable distance, but I will take a grab to hold the fuck onto this crane and not fall off it.
21.
Okay, you back off, and then without really even talking to Corral, you just run and throw yourself at the crane. Leap soaring through the cool, refreshing Yantao night air, and then land on the crane and wrap your arms about it around the metal beams and hold on, and you're on it.
Corel.
Yep.
Can you jump?
Yep. Corel's strength score is 12, so, and that my athletics score was 19.
In the name of expediency, I'm going to say that you do that and are able to get all the way across to the cab and then start climbing downwards. It, like many of these cranes, it's an enclosed ladder with a cage around you as well. So I'm just going to, in the continued name of expediency, say that you do that also and descend this ladder. You come out at the bottom of the crane and will find yourself in the shadow of the Tideway Central Station building. I'm going to say you come out on a raised platform just above the waterline, because like all buildings in Yen, like most buildings in Yentao, the bottom couple floors of the Tideway Central Station are flooded.
Mm-hmm.
So you come out on a platform built for the crane, which is just above water.
Are there any obvious directions towards sort of the nightlife, I suppose, is the direction we'll be heading?
Roll me a perception check, please.
16.
24. Though I actually realized that I had advantage because we were just standing still, then I rolled a natural 20.
Okay. With a natural 20, Duncan, only about 200 feet away from you is a very blocky black skyscraper with glittering gold-framed windows. It goes up and up and up until it suddenly stops with a very uneven roof line. And right at the top of that building, in bright pink neon, is a huge sign in the shape of a fist with upraised knuckles.
Wait, so we're right here?
It's right next by.
Huh. Yeah. Bigger than I was expecting.
Seriously, they got here first?
That might not be a good thing.
Back in Greyshaw, Bobeer has just turned round and gone, "You're meeting them where?"
Oh yeah, we mentioned Duncan.
Duncan's knuckles.
Oh my god, that place is a pit of shoulder activity.
Shit.
How bad?
I know that we used to go there all the time, Lorelei, but it got busted months ago. It's been a real viper's nest ever since. Like, no, none of us go there. It's just where the shoulders go.
Okay, I'm pretty sure we've gotten most of the information we needed to give to you. We needed to get from you. We need to leave. We need to get there before they do.
What's the best way? Preferably undetected.
Undetected is going to be a big ask. You could take a train to Tideway Central Station. Mm-hmm. You'd have had to come through there, I guess, to get here, I assume, from wherever you landed. But you'll have to go through all the security checks and people looking for you. It will take time. There aren't really any cabs anymore.
Okay, well, we're going to have to meet them there. We can't. Ugh. Right?
Is that the best use of your time?
We can't do this without them.
Well, you got this far without them. I'm not saying ditch your friends, but what I'm saying is they're going to get caught. And because they are who they are, they're probably going to be fine. Do you want all five of you to be in the shit? Or do we want three very, very powerful, smart people to use their know-how here? We just told you that shit's been, like, we think someone went missing in the pier, looking around there, like, the other week. The piers is right on our doorstep here. You guys are currently undercover. Make use of that.
We can message them.
Oh, yeah, you can. You have sending.
Sending, yes.
Okay.
Tell them to come to the piers. And if they can't make it, then we'll work something out.
Okay. We saw them on the screens, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they've been seen.
Made.
Yeah. Do we want Shtherp to drop the seaming and put up a... Oh, you need to see them.
To put up another one.
Yeah, if I want to put it up on them, I need to see them.
Okay.
On us, we're going to do it, but not on them.
Okay, we're just going to have to trust them. We're going to go to the...
Docks.
Piers.
Piers.
We're going to go to the piers. They will be fine. But we'll message them first. So I will use sending to send a message to Corel. Duncan's knuckles is compromised. People missing from the piers, meet there instead. Good luck.
Is there a specific pier?
Half of the piers is meant to be for industry, and it's been shut down ever since the big fish, the new administration took over. Like, the reason we sent someone there is because there's not supposed to be anything there, and we keep seeing lights.
Okay.
It's like, if we had to pin down a number, it'd be like piers 23 to 28, but I don't know which one.
Yeah.
I will add that into the message.
Corel responds, "We're outside Duncan's knuckles. We'll investigate, but be careful. Rendezvous at piers as instructed."
That's a really bad idea. Like, extremely compromised. Are you sure?
We went through a lot getting here. I want to find out something.
What level is sending?
3.
It's a level 3 spell! What the okay, I'm just gonna have to use it. Corel, respectfully, that is an order from your prospective captain, so.
Ooh, shit!
That's my girl!
Get the fuck out of there and come to the piers.
Okay, there's a pause that. Understood. Corel turns to Crick. Right, so, update.
Yeah, you were just kind of standing there, glass-eyed, staring to the distance. What was going on?
Yeah, Faraday just contacted me. Apparently, this rendezvous point is compromised.
Oh, I guess we'd better meet somewhere else then.
Yes, yes. So, we have to go. We went through all that, and now we have to go.
Come on, let's go. And I start walking away.
Corel just looks back.
Onwards and upwards. I guess our lie for coming down here was an inspection. So very loudly as we leave, we will be like, yes, everything is up to code.
Can you roll me a performance check, please?
Fuck, I'm trying to remember what our names were. Did I write this down?
I did. I'm called Akutan. Lorelei is called Miyaki. And Schlurp is called Tato.
Tato. Oh, I was like potato.
I was scrubbing through that episode, like the last episode, and I heard someone going, Akutan, Akutan, and I didn't understand what was happening. So I'm glad you cleared that up for me.
Yeah, that was me saying Akutan over and over again, so I didn't get it wrong.
So Tato, Miyaki, Akutan. Okay. Yes.
Well, I guess you go first, you have flair.
Well, yes, I suppose this place is okay. Write that down, Akutan. Miyaki, make sure to send the report.
As you climb out from behind the bar.
I suppose this place is fine. You do good cocktails. I don't know. Does this place do cocktails?
No, they fucking don't.
Imagine a pee cocktail.
Oh.
Can you roll me a performance, please?
So 19 plus 15, like 30 something.
Good God. Okay, you are very convincing when you climb out from behind the bar, claiming to have investigated them or inspected them or whatever. So much so that the entire queue scurries away from you and you see this, like, kind old ancient Namazir with a big walking stick giving you the stink eye. And as you pass, that Namazir is just there going, it's such a shame the way they bother independent small businesses these days.
Oh no, don't make me feel guilty. No.
It's fine, you said they were okay.
Right, how far is it to the piers?
It's about a 20 minute walk.
Just trying to think of whether to try to do another performance check or whether we're making ourselves too obvious as we walked.
I think, are we going, we're just a don't notice us kind of walk.
Yeah.
I could consider that a stealth roll.
I will
like a group stealth check to just blend in.
Then just before we leave, I'll cast Pass Without a Trace.
Mm-hmm. Sick.
Lorelei got 14.
I got 19. I rolled a 2 initially.
I also rolled a 2.
Oh, I also rolled a 2. I got 12. The 2 squad.
You fail. You fail the stealth.
God damn it.
You fail the stealth check. You fail the stealth check. You are instead extremely noticeable. I'm going to say it's because you have a extremely small, perfectly proportional Namazir, which is 3 foot tall.
No.
Hey, 4.5.
4.5 foot tall, adult proportion, tiny Namazir.
Lorelei, look, that's proportional.
We laughed at Crick and Corel. Now it's our turn.
No.
Now it's our turn to get roasted.
Listen, shit. Were Crick and Corel ever actually caught?
People are closing their shutters as you pass. It's like a noticeable bubble around you because they think you're going to inspect them next.
Oh, no.
Just keep walking, just keep walking.
You walk past a bar and they look at you and they say, we don't serve your type here. Dogs.
God.
I've never seen a dog.
Oh, that's so sad. A sad truth I didn't realise.
We just have to keep going, I guess.
On we go. Oh dear.
Okay, you head on towards the piers, and as you head on towards the piers, the crowds start to thin out and the prefab buildings start to drop away, and the colours, the signs, the sense of community spirit also just dwindles off. Greyshaw, unlike the rest of Yentao, is built on a long, flat island, which is kind of greyish in colour. To the very south of the island, stretching along in a long rib, jutting out are the piers. They are black, they are sea-worn. The ocean seethes beneath their spiny little legs, and buildings are crowded along their length. As you initially walk along the piers, there are like shops and stuff here, like sad kind of tired ones that predate the shift of all these new buildings and etc. coming out here. But as you go along, those buildings start to drop away until these look more like piers that ships would dock at. Like large, industrial, and empty, and dark. And you walk, until eventually you come to piers 23 to 28. Can I take a perception check, please?
Let's do it. Let's fuck up again.
I swear, if they get captured before Crick and Corell show up.
I got a 23.
Okay.
Got a 5.
What the fuck?
Lorelei got a 27.
What the fuck is Schlurp doing?
You're just so harrowed about like all those people staring at you.
They're just thinking about how they've never seen a dog before.
What is a Labrador?
I mean, you will have seen one on Novapix.
They haven't physically seen a dog.
I would be pretty upset and distracted if I'd never seen a dog before, I'm not gonna lie.
Just thinking about that.
Okay, Faraday and Lorelei, you two see a enormous suite of buildings built, like buildings towering over piers 23 to 28. They are blocky, they are white, they are like covered in ribbed metal, like corrugated metal. The roofs are curved and dome upwards. They look a little bit like aircraft hangars. Like the scale of them is that immense. And all of it is cordoned off from you by a tall, temporary metal fence covered in yellow tape and a big gate. With a 27, as you kind of squint through that gate ahead, you can see what looks like a torch bob along and then disappear into one of the warehouses.
I think we should take a cursory look.
Okay.
Not go too far, but it's going to take them some time, and who knows how long we're going to have. Is there any writing? Like signs?
Signs. There's signs saying piers 23 to 28. As you squint ahead, however, one of those warehouses has a huge sign on its side that says Pike Recycling Industries.
Pike like the fish.
Yeah, P-I-K-E.
Yeah, okay.
Is this something I would have heard of whilst I was here?
Yes, actually, given what you were doing. Pike Recycling Industries is the company that won the contract to recycle the worm.
I don't want to be metagamey, but I feel like Lorelei would have checked in on them at least once. If she'd been allowed to.
I don't know if you would have been allowed. These people would have been vetted very thoroughly.
Mm. But because it's a new government, the government is in charge of their contract.
The government is in charge of their contract, yes.
So now the government, the new government, will have access to the things that they have taken and recycled.
Yes.
Okay. I relay that information to Faraday and Schlupp, so they have access to anything that wasn't already sold off or shipped off planet.
Great. Okay. Schlupp, what are your thoughts?
Oh god, I literally don't have any thoughts. I've just been listening to people.
No thoughts. That's fine.
Thinking about dogs and like thereof. I've seen them. Have you guys ever seen dogs?
Schlupp's just having a breakdown.
They've had a stressful few days. The breaking point.
So, likelihood is the security is going to be very high because of what it is that is inside.
Yeah, that's true.
That's also likely, so why it looks like aircraft hangars.
I mean, that shit was big.
Yeah, I'm guessing the majority of that building is going to be one big room with maybe offices. But because it's on the piers, it's unlikely that they're going... Or if they do have basement levels, they will be under the water.
Mm. Okay, maybe we need to find somewhere to hold up and wait.
Yeah.
Either for the others or to see someone.
So, well, everything around here looks pretty abandoned, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. What I'll say is, if you roll me another group stealth and you succeed, you will perceive and be able to hide yourselves while you wait.
32.
21.
16.
16 will do it. Okay, so with Lorelei's keen eyes, I think you're able to find maybe like a ticket booth or someone. You know, like when you enter a car park and they have those little booths the security guards sit in? There's one of those. The windows have been painted white and the door's kind of busted. So you head in there and you're able to hole up while you wait for Crick and Corral. Heading back to Tideways Central Station, which you are still standing in the shadow of, what would you like to do?
I was going to ask if I could do a perception check to look for signs that directed us to the nearest, like, train towards the pier.
Trains haven't gone well for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you came from Tideway Central Station, which is the place where all the trains go. It's a gigantic tower. Trains come in and out of this building throughout, from every district of Yentao, and that is a bottleneck on your way to Greyshaw. I mean, you could try and steal a private vehicle, but there are pros and cons to every route, pretty much.
For some reason, maybe my brain is just too left-wing. I didn't even consider that people had private vehicles. I sort of viewed this city as sort of space communism where it's all public transport, and I don't know why.
Oh, no, they have lots of trains, but like...
Lots of trains.
Some people do have bikes, like motorbikes.
I think...
Motorbikes.
Thank you very, very much for the reminder. People do have private vehicles. I did forget.
Steal me a bike.
I genuinely forgot. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I wasn't thinking about private vehicles. I was thinking about a bicycle.
Like, just regular ding-ding...
Whatever the Namazir equivalent of a bicycle is.
I feel like a penny farthing would probably be what a Namazir bike looks
like.
With enough drop-off for the tail, right?
So instead, I will look for a private car, because a motorbike, A, very conspicuous, B, generally one person, there's two of us. Only 11.
With an 11, I mean, there are cars like curbed on the roadside. I'm like...
Corral, help me.
Just our vehicles.
Help me look for what I'm looking for.
Are you looking for one that looks like it'll be easy to boost?
Yes. So
is this an investigation?
Yes, that's true. It's an investigation.
You can do an investigation.
I do have plus one in that.
I have plus seven is all.
Oh, okay. Well, let's both roll then.
Well, what are you looking for?
What I'm looking for is a car that looks cheap because it'll have less security, less people caring about it. That looks run down but still in use, so it'll be easier to break into. And, you know, big enough for two beings. And that's what I'm looking for. 16.
21.
Perfect. With those two rolls, you do find a teeny tiny little, I'm going to say two-seater flying car curbed under a broken streetlight in a little dark corner on a relatively quiet side street. There are some people around, but, I mean, I will make you roll...
What's your stealth, Corral?
My stealth is plus four.
That's better than mine. You roll this one, buddy.
So is this us breaking into the car?
I figured it would be stealth.
Yeah, it's going to have to be breaking into the car. It'd be lockpicking to break into the... It'd be some kind of lockpicking thing to go into the car.
Yeah, I can pick the lock.
Yeah, and then probably something to either... You'll either need to, like, conceal Corral in some way, but if you, like, kind of cover Corral with your body, I would take that as advantage.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Okay, that's 22 on the stealth. Thank you for advantage. And that's 19 on the lockpicking.
Okay, so you managed to break your way into the car without being seen. As the two of you climb into the car, who gets into the steering's, like, the driver's side?
I think Corral does.
Okay, Corral, as you climb into the driver's side, the steering wheel lights up as you touch it, and then a smooth voice says, "Please state your ident purpose."
Oh, so, Corral, you've got the identity bracelet.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold that up to the whatever ID buttons it's presenting. I don't know.
There's a little panel in the center
panel,
of the steering
that's
wheel.
What it, sorry, I nearly said ID hole. I don't know. I've got holes in my mind, okay?
All right, let's give this a go, and if it doesn't work, we'll try to hotwire it.
Okay, you press the orange bracelet you got from the maintenance locker up against the steering wheel, and the steering wheel lights up orange, and then says, "Maintenance permissions granted. Welcome, Jacob Coates." And the car's engine ignites.
Is this his car? That's a That's a wild coincidence.
I don't feel like there's anything indicating it's his car.
Not gonna look a gift horse in the mouth. So yeah, I think Karel just floors it.
What I will say is it's really lucky you took that bracelet, because as the little car lifts off the ground and chugs its way skywards and heads on towards Greyshaw, and as you leave the Tideways District, there are signs everywhere saying maintenance personnel, like key personnel only allowed past this point. Like there are checkpoints, but because it's a maintenance bracelet, they think you're on some kind of urgent mission and they let you go.
Nice.
Some 20 minutes later, you bring the car down on the piers near a painted over shabby little what looks like a ticket booth of some kind. Ahead of you are a series of warehouses and a fence covered in yellow tape. Schlurp, Faraday, Lorelei, you hear a car arrive.
They're like, are dogs fluffy like the way the Bugsy is fluffy? Or do they feel different? I know they're normally smaller.
Has this been going on for the last 20 minutes?
Probably. If no one's dodged Schlurp, it has been.
Yeah, I feel like it probably
has. I feel like at this point, Lorelei's just climbed into Schlurp's lap and is like, calm.
Shh. Someone's coming.
Perception? Check.
Yes.
Oh my fucking god, I rolled an at one.
Wow. Just having a breakdown over dogs.
I got a nat 20.
Four. Well, with everything added, I got a four. But reality, I'm still having a breakdown about dogs.
Schlurp's having a breakdown about dogs. Faraday, you get a gut feeling that it's Karel and Crick. Lorelei, what do you roll?
I got a 21.
Okay.
My god.
Lorelei looks outside the door and is like, it's Crick and Karel.
Okay, I will message Crick this time. Hey, is that you guys?
Yes. Yes, it's us. It's, oh god, what were our code names?
Definitely not in trouble at all. We're all good. No one knows about us.
Everything's fine here now. How are you?
Don't ask about Karel's outfits. That they wanted to wear it. Fun.
Oh, wait. So I'm thinking this, I'm not saying it out loud?
Yeah.
Okay. Karel has a new outfit. Don't make fun of it. They cut a jumpsuit in half to make it. They're very proud of it.
Can't wait. Anyway, we're in the ticket booth. Come find us.
Yes.
So do the two of you go to the ticket booth?
Yeah.
Okay, inside you find Lorelei, Schlurp, and Faraday. Karel is wearing half a boiler suit.
No, Karel starts taking it off.
Just, can you roll me a straight dexterity check, please?
19.
Brilliant. Karel manages to escape the boiler suit.
Ah.
Quietly, as Karel is taking off the boiler suit, Lorelei is going to make Schlurp stand up and just sort of push them towards Crick, like, go get a hug, breathe, calm down.
Oh, okay.
I just whispered in his ear, have you ever seen a dog?
Yeah. I'll take out my data pad and I show Schlurp pictures of dogs.
What if Crick had a childhood dog?
Yes.
Crick would have a child. Yeah. Oh, I'm feeling like Border Collie vibes.
Oh, childhood
dog. Dog called Mopey or something.
Childhood dog's name was...
Picard.
Flying Scotsman.
Pippin.
Probably something actually like really, really normy. Like
Spot.
Rex. Spot.
Spot.
Spot the dog.
Okay, so we found out that people have been going missing from the pier and Dana was definitely in the city. So here we are.
There's also some sort of big fish. That's all we know about the person. And they're probably the person who made the data leech that got put in me. So very scary people are after us. Or at least they're after me, I suppose.
So do we know anything about Dana? Because we haven't had much of a chance to talk to people.
The people we talked to didn't really know anything either, I'm afraid.
So do we want to sit here and watch? Or do we want to do seeming again and go in?
Go in where?
I point at the big building.
Oh, you're going to love what's inside.
What? Why?
This is the company that was given the contract to dismantle the worm.
Oh.
That contract is a government contract. The contract is now under the purview of the Shoalers.
As you're talking, there is a sudden squeal of metal outside.
Fuck.
Lorelei, take a look.
Can you roll me stealth, please?
Give a little peek. 24.
Okay, and then roll me perception.
24.
Okay, Lorelei, you creep to the door and edge your face just outside so you can see, and you squint through the gloom because there aren't many lights down by the pier. And you see that the fence, that metal fence covered in yellow tape, three panels of it have been knocked down, which is probably what that squeal and crash, like the squeal of metal, was. And as you look and peer, trying to see what's happened, why this has happened, you can see an Araswati with no horns glance back over her shoulder and then run. Hey listeners, Paige here. I'd like to say a quick thank you to our cast. That's Leonie as Dr. Faraday Zenith Lewis, Shona as Schlurp, Elle as Captain Mitchell Crick, Duncan as Corell, and Jess as Lorelei Wide Wanderer. If you've enjoyed the show, consider leaving a review, recommending us to a friend, checking out our store, or becoming a supporter over on our Patreon. We're the indiest of indie productions, and every little really does help. That's all from me. See you in 3 weeks in the Maelstrom Galaxy.